I think the beginning of these episodes is just gonna be me complaining about how Zoom like moved the freaking record button into the more section.
Bro, I don't like updates for anything no more. I'm turning into an old ass nigga. You know, when you get old and you just be like, bitch, why y'all change it? That's how I
Right.
feel about everything now, bro.
Yeah, like
I feel
this
like that
is
about everything.
Trid Dash. Like, I kid you not. Like, boy, where? Hold on. Let me pull up this. Let me cue this Roman Reigns theme song real quick. Ooh, shit. All right, there we go. All right. We are in business. No Static Podcast, episode 256. This is the listeners, you lucky we love you episode.
Oh, man.
I am Dennis, your host. Dax is here.
You know?
LQ is here.
Yes, sir.
Coop is presumably in orbit. I say presumably because I don't want to assume that he's going to show up. I hope he shows up, but
I'm convinced Coop is a man in black. I'm convinced Coop is a man in black. I'm convinced Coop is the nigga that come to your house after you see something paranormal and investigate. Because Coop, the only nigga I know that randomly disappears 3 to 4 times a month for no reason.
listen,
I'm convinced Coop is the man in black.
how many times have I had to do Coop's closing thought? How many times have I
Too
had
many to
to
be determined, my boy.
be
Too
Coop?
many to be determined. And then Coop swears that he's, hey, Jason, I just talked to you about such and such. And I'm like, nigga, I ain't talking to you, flashy thingy. Coop is a man in black.
That's crazy to think about. By the way,
I'm a
if for a future episode, because it exists, Roman finally did a acknowledge us. I don't know if y'all caught that on the last SmackDown that they had.
He did. He did.
Roman did a acknowledge us. But listen, we bike. We bike because, you know, so here's the thing, right? And I was just bringing this up in pre-production, but considering that we do this thing once a month, it's kind of like you want it to be the you want to like you know have quality. And I kind of feel like in that last episode it was kind of missing a little bit, but at the same time, it's nobody's fault because at the end of the day, niggas is tired.
Niggas is tired.
So
Might be the theme of the year.
listen. Listen, Jax, you might have been ahead of your time with Dead Tired.
Dead tired, what? God damn, what? Like, there's a girl I used to talk to. I think you remember her. She went to fam with y'all. Shout out to Corey. It's your fine ass. Matter of fact, me and Q was just in the school she teach at here in Duval. Damn, she's still fine. You know how sometimes it be them girls that be fine and then they stay fine? She one of them.
Listen, he can say that all he want. I remember Ja'Cory as being this shit that ran up into my house all disrespectful, so it's fuck that bitch forever.
Oh, she did. Ja'Cory, I don't know how to tell you. I know you probably clicked the link and you listening to this. Two things can be true. You dead fine. Shout out to you and fuck you. Two things can be true. That being said, she used to say something, Dennis. She'd be like, I'm T.I. Red. And boy, it reigns supreme right now, but I am T.I. Red. But, matter of fact, everybody out there knows that family.
I
Q
mean,
just saw me. And
yeah.
Q was like, nigga, go to sleep.
Yeah, I told that nigga go sleep, bro. Like he looked like he was going down on his feet.
Nigga walked into a basketball. Me and for the parents and my flag football practices. Well, I'm out here, boy. I'm out here. But shit, guess what? No static. Like Dennis say, this is the We Love You Niggas episode because I'm at this bitch right now.
Yes, sir. Well, while we don't know how much time we have with LQ before we we don't wanna wrestling him to death. So I think for starters, and LQ did, you know, harp on this in his closing thought last week, but and this is not a music podcast for starters, but sometimes music be musicking. So I do raise the question. Was Nelly right when he said that the 2000s was the toughest era in hip hop?
Bullshit. Bullshit. Now listen. I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm gonna let you have the flow. The reason why I say bullshit is because the way he said it was that, okay, look at all the heavy hitters we had, right? I don't feel like that's a fair assessment how he said it, because it's a main character syndrome to us. It's like, look at all these heavy hitters, these niggas, this nigga. But that's just because I don't care about, you know what I'm saying, the niggas that's out right now. I don't think Yeet is a threat. I don't think V's is a threat. Like, I don't care about them niggas. That don't mean them niggas not heavy hitters to the generation of the niggas that's out right now. Niggas right now think they shit just as hard as the shit Nelly made. So the preference behind which he tried to back his argument up leads me to say bullshit.
Okay. So my final thought was based on the state of music at this time, if I'm correct. And my premise is, what's the last song that is not R&B that you can legitimately say that you've heard in the last 5 years, and you think that song is going to stand the test of time?
I ain't
Now
got one
that's
for you.
5 years, so 2019.
I ain't got one for you. I ain't even got a thing. Because right now in my head, I'm trying to think of songs that would pop up. I was listening to Spotify the other day to the little DJ part of the app. And he was like, here's some songs that you really bumped in 2021. And he played some shit. And I said, oh, I forgot this song existed.
Because I say that because Juvenile is celebrating 25 years of Back That Thing Up. Ying Yang Twins have several songs that are 10 plus years old. And if you put
20.
them on right now, they're going wild.
20 plus years old. Yin Yang
You
need they
know,
flowers. Put them in the Hall of Fame.
a lot of early Drake still goes hard today. You know, I can't even begin to name how many Lil Wayne songs, and we're talking about before Carter Three that can go off right now. Now, granted, I'm, you know, mid-30s, so my skew on music is very different, but we're talking about. I listen to the songs that my children listen to. I don't see none of those songs lasting the next 5 years, 10 years.
You know
So.
what? Oh, okay, I was gonna let you listen. You just swayed my opinion on the argument. So now, because Q just said what he said, and this car, why niggas wait? Side note, I'm riding in the car right now while I do the show. I don't know if y'all heard that car in the background or not. However, why niggas ride with loud pipes? Nigga, we don't give a fuck.
Yo, that is
We don't
the
care that your
worst
car.
thing to ever exist, and I want them banned.
Bruh, I don't give a fuck your car loud, nigga. Like, that don't get you no bitches. Ain't no bitch in the history of the earth said that nigga pipes loud. I want to fuck him. Nigga, you stupid. You goofy. You goofy. Anywho, but Q's argument right now, or at least his statement on the situation, has led me to change my stance. It is no longer that bullshit Nelly wrong. It is now the messenger is the wrong messenger. Nelly, shut the fuck up. Because you wasn't part of that shit. Ain't none of your shit. We ain't checking for your shit. Did you have legendary bankers? Yes. But even in the midst of, like, my era was the hardest era. It was. And you was at the bottom of that motherfucker. So shut your ass up, Nelly.
Hold on now. I don't know about that one. It's the reason Hov said only ones moving units is M Pimp Juice and
Pimp
Us.
Juice and Us, like,
He was part of that.
but no,
Bro, Country
but
Grammar went
no,
down. Country
but
Grammar went
no.
down.
Let's
That's
not get
supposed
to
to
the
go diamond.
units move. Let's not get to the units move as a preference of this shit go hard. Nah, come on now. We never did that on him.
But if we talk about songs that have like aged, like generational, Hot in Here is still out there.
Yeah, I just said nigga got legendary bangers, but he's at the bottom of the legendary bangers. That's all I'm saying.
Listen,
The nigga got a legendary banger or two.
I
Five.
feel what you more than that.
I feel what you're saying, but whether he's the wrong messenger or not, his statement is still relevant. Hey,
Absolutely, it's a true
he was
statement.
in an era that had DMX, Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, all in what's considered possibly their primes. That it was definitely a second golden age of hip hop.
I don't think it's,
Like,
I'll argue that it's not the second.
the
I'll argue that it is the golden age of hip hop.
li, li, listen, he was in an era of hip hop where if you sold less than 500K, your album was considered a flop. And I don't mean 500K streams. I meant people went to the
Buying your
store,
shit
went to the hip hop section,
and bought your
deliberately
shit.
picked your album out and bought it.
Moving units back in the day is crazy though. Just to think about that. Because I think, see, this goes back into my thing we talked about weeks ago where I was like, hip hop has changed so much. And the argument of like what the niggas is today is big and stuff like that. These niggas was doing shit without social media. That's what's crazy. That's what's crazy about hip hop back when Nelly era. I give him credit for that. You ain't have social media. Now, niggas like Nelly and them niggas, they was on BET and LTV and shit like that. But niggas like Webby and Boosie and them niggas who came from the mud, for real. I remember when I seen Wipe Me Down, and Q, you can follow up with this because I would like to hear what you thought of it. Me and Tank, I remember the first time we seen Wipe Me Down video. And we was like, nigga, Boosie, Webby, and Fox is on motherfucking TV. Like, that shit was wild to us. Even though we were
Right.
solidified, certified, knew who Boosie and Webby was, and we listened to all that shit. They was on TV. Same thing with Players Anthem. I'm like, nigga, that's motherfucking not Players Anthem, because that was the first time Big Pimpin'. I've been like, nigga, that's DJ, that's PLC. PLC on TV. That's
And
crazy.
we talking about niggas from Houston and Louisiana.
Niggas that was big in hip hop, Southern hip hop, but they weren't, these niggas ain't Juvenile. These niggas ain't Master P. Like, I expect to see Master P and Baby and Juvie on TV. But Webby? Nigga, I never thought I'd see Webby and Boosie on TV. Not ever.
Yeah.
Because they was real hood niggas making Gucci Man too. I remember, so I, matter of fact, the nigga on the phone on the podcast with me right now. Nigga, when we heard So Icy for the first time in Daytona, the nigga right there, the nigga right now with me, he was there. We was like, "What's this?"
Yeah.
Hush, shit, nigga. Couldn't believe Gucci made Jeezy, So Icy. That's crazy. And when you seen it, you was like, "Damn, this wild." And them niggas made it. Shout out to them niggas, bro.
Listen, generational.
Yeah, straight up.
So whether you feel as though Nelly was the wrong messenger or not, either way, what he said was absolutely the truth.
I
He
don't
came from
just feel I'm 100% that nigga the wrong message. However, he's speaking the truth. But I'm 100% this nigga the wrong message.
yeah.
100%. It's like having Michael Jackson be the head of anti-pedophile campaign. I'm not saying Mike touched no kid. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's a bad look. And if that don't make sense to you, I don't know what to
Here's the crazy part. Nelly doesn't even mention T.I., Kanye West,
Come on now.
Jeezy, Rick Ross. You know, he's not even mentioning them who about to start their wave. So again, he
Man,
might be
ain't think
the
about Ja
messenger,
Rule
he
either.
might be the wrong messenger, but he was absolutely right about what he was saying.
That's right.
And listen, we're not even talking about, we're talking about niggas who move millions of records. These are the same niggas while they was moving millions of records. They albums was also getting bootlegged as well. Like I was listening to another podcast. He was like, "Hey, if your stuff wasn't good enough to get bootlegged, you might need to go back to the studio because that bootlegging was free promotion."
Yeah.
Like I used to tell people all through high school and all through college, Trick Daddy would have went platinum every album if niggas would stop bootlegging his stuff.
And I think
Tell me if
that
I'm wrong.
goes back to just how true the statement is, whether it should be Nelly saying it or not. It's truth to it because of the fact that you think back to, like, I remember at a time where you had to, like, really, people really went out and bought, like, CDs. People went and bought. I remember growing up and just being in that space of all right, so these two albums dropped on the same day. I gotta choose between the two because that's just where I was at the time. And I remember just being like, okay, well, I gotta choose wisely and hope that the one that I actually pick is good. I've been there on so many occasions. Like you had to like you nowadays you can barely get anybody to like go to the DSP in their phone, let alone go to the store. So like the 2000s, as it stands, definitely is it. Like we Nelly barely scratched the surface with that. As far as who he named. So whether you think it's Nelly or not, and this isn't the time to, you know, go back and then like count all of the hits that Nelly necessarily has, but I feel
You know
like
why I resent
if it
it being Nelly Dennis or whatever. Here's why I resent it being Nelly or whatever, right? Is because I remember we had a conversation where it was like we was talking about who's better, Juvie or Nelly. I don't know if you was in the chat when this was, Dennis. You might have been before you was in the chat. And Gerald said Nelly. And never in my life have I wanted to not be his brother. Ever. And it was such a big deal to me because, like you said, we ain't got to go back and see what the bangers was or nothing like that. We ain't got to do all that. You feel me? But thank you. But what we got to do is the nigga just shouldn't be talking. I don't know. I hate when niggas. Eminem is in this mix too. Because Q made a good point. Q mentioned a lot of niggas he didn't mention, right? Eminem is in that mix with Nelly and all the niggas he mentioned, right? If Eminem said this, I would have said he right. If Juvenile said it, Jay-Z, Nas, I'd be like, he right. He right. Late 90s to the 10s is the hardest shit. He right. The hardest two decades, late 90s to the 10s. Hardest two decades. He right. But because it's Nelly, he fucked it up. Shut up, Nelly.
I don't know though.
You know
Like
what?
Nelly got the units to back it up though.
Man,
But
I just don't. It's something about this nigga, Dennis. I don't know what it is. I gotta, you know what? I'm gonna give Nelly grace and I'm gonna go watch the whole interview. Because what we do oftentimes in media is we take these snippets and we run with them, which of course that's what we do, right? But I'm gonna go watch the whole interview and see what was said. Because I wondered was he doing it in a defensive manner? And did a nigga come at him and say, you know, nigga trying to say you not no hip hop legend. How do you feel about that? Or did he do it as just like a just talking about my time in the game, talking about, just reminiscing and nostalgia on my shit. If it was on a reminiscing nostalgia on my shit type thing, then I give him grace. I stand down on my comments. If it's on a type of time where he's like defending himself, then I think he should have bought other units. Because when you could, it's a compare thing, Dennis. Why are you comparing yourself to Juvenile, my nigga? Why are you comparing yourself to Jeezy and Gucci Mane? Yeah, you got the units, but your hip hop ain't they hip hop, if that makes sense.
I think what Nelly's what his conversation was, or what his, his point was that it was the most challenging era to succeed in. Like, he had to go against these people. He had to
Yeah,
exist
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
amongst
Is
them.
if a nigga saying to Nelly, why weren't you more successful? Or why aren't niggas giving you your flowers, sir? Why niggas look at you the way Jax from No Static look at you, right? If a nigga asking Nelly that, and his response is, look how hard it was when I was out. My shit, the hardest shit to be successful in because we had the most competition. Although he is right, the nigga who asked you the question and said that in the first place, he's right about you being low, nigga, because you're not them. Yes, you're him, but you're not them. God, I wish I was had a better way to articulate this, if that made sense. You know what I'm saying? But it's like he's in the conversation. Oh, I know a great way to put it. If you have a list of top whatever, right? At the bottom of the list, after right beyond list the top 100, blah blah blah, right? At the
Right.
bottom of the list or whatever, what the bottom of the list say? Honorable mention. That's what this nigga. He's a motherfucking honorable mention.
Is that because, all right, because I just want to make
It's
sure.
not because he corny. It's
Is it
not because he
bias?
corny.
Is it bias?
It's not Southern bias either because I hate Jay-Z and I would not dare put him in no honorable mention. Also, don't care for Eminem and I wouldn't put him in no honorable mention. Ja Rule wouldn't be in no motherfucking honorable mention.
That's
For some reason,
me and you butt heads at.
I know, man. For some reason, though, bro, I don't know what it is. And I'll search within my soul, No Static Family. So 30 days from now, when we reconvene and talk, I'll be able to explain to you why this nigga an honorable mention to me. I'm gonna do my due diligence. I'm even go back and listen to his catalog and throw up in my mouth. But this nigga ain't him. This nigga ain't him.
Oh my God.
Honorable mention. Give me, before we go to the next topic, since Q done got out of here and we can go in on it, take our shirts off and oil up for wrestling. Pause.
Wow.
I said pause, nigga. But before we get to that, just for the sake of a thought process and just to, patronize me real quick. Dennis, could you give me another? We got a top 100 list of hip hop, right? Could you give me another person that would be in your honorable mention section? Which means they're not bad, but they ain't good enough to be top 100 all the time.
Oh, you know what's crazy about that? Because
The honorable mention is harder than the regular list.
it's so many people that, was thriving in the 2000s. Like, we naming like the mainstream like artists.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, but you gotta also remember, even the people that they put out were doing well as well. Like,
Right.
everybody, like literally everybody in G Unit took off. Whether that be Lloyd Banks, whether that be Young Buck, whether that be Tony Yayo, whether that be Game, like the list is rather extensive.
That's a good one for the honorable mention right there. The game. Because he did take off. He sold some units. But is he top 100 from that era?
I
And I
think
know
for
100
me,
is a big number.
yeah. I mean, I don't know if I think there's a place. Like, I would have to really like Like, cause when you think of the 2000s, it's a lot of artists. Like, whether they like, artists that have came and went. Like, it's a lot of that, cause not everybody had staying power, but they were able to do just enough.
Yeah, honorable mention is crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't know that, and I don't want to, sit here and ponder on it too long. But it was a lot of artists from that era that, like, even if you looked at the first week numbers, you can like it would be a shock for you to see, like, somebody selling 300, 400, 500K like the first week, and it was a lot of that going on during that
And
period.
you know what's crazy about what you just said out your mouth? That's a slow sell. You remember 50 Cent and Kanye went against each other? Them niggas sold like 5.
Like, the goal back then, the most unattainable feat was 1 million. Like, even if you sold 500K back then, you didn't do enough. Well, you did enough, but you ain't sell 1 million. Everybody was trying to get, it was like the million man march, pretty much. Like, I remember in 2008 when Carter 3 sold 1 million first weekend. Everybody was like, yeah, like, Wayne sold 1 million first week. My turn next. But nobody was able to really attain it like that. So the goal was different. Now is like, now you got to try to sell 100K. Now it's like, you'll be lucky if you sold 100K. Hell, you'll be lucky if you sold 80. Like, that's how crazy that is. So it's like a lot of that numbers thing, and I think that was a huge part of, like, having to compete. Oh, you know what, Jax? I did think about somebody that can go on the honorable mention.
Who's that?
Shingy could go on the honorable mention.
Yep, there you go. That's one. Oh, I got another one. Motherfucking Cassidy. Girl, you wanna come to my hotel? Maybe I'll leave you my room key. It's crazy that. What's the other Cassidy cut, man? Oh shit! I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. That shit. That's the other Cassidy cut. However, Cassidy died. Nigga was on top. It's fabulous. Now this will be one. Is fabulous on the list or is he an honorable mention?
So when we say, all right, I just want to make sure I'm clear. When we say, are we talking about sales, or are we talking about, like, hits, impact, that kind of
We're
thing?
not talking about sales because if we were talking about sales, then I would be a disservice to Nelly by not putting him on the list. Because Nelly done sold enough records, if that makes sense to you.
And he had the hits to go with it.
Yeah, she done sold enough. This ain't about hits or sales. It's more along the lines of, like you said, it's more along the lines of impact and what's really good, what's really going on.
I think Fab will be an honorable mention in that.
Yeah, cause ain't nobody checking for Nelly, man.
Cause
I'm sorry, bro.
Fab had Breathe.
And Fab had a bunch of cuts with chicks that really slap.
The
Like,
interview joint, I gotta give him credit for that.
yeah, Fab was a romantic ass rapper, but he didn't start off like that.
I saw something that said that Fab was the best R&B rapper.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, he has some cuts, but is he the best on? Nigga, that's a whole nother. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
like,
right. We gonna go forever. Cause now I'm in my head, after you say a comment like that, I instantly think to myself, well, who's the best R&B rapper of all time?
like, who can make
You feel me?
those like joints with the R&B feature?
Right. Right.
I think he's a part of the conversation. I wouldn't say he's the best, though. He's
Yeah, because you know what's crazy is I think it's all on your perspective of Fabulous. Because
yeah.
even though Fabulous got the hits that he got and the R&B hits and cuts that he got, I don't see Fabulous as an R&B rapper. I see Fabulous as a up north hip hop artist. I respect Fab
Yeah.
as an artist, as a lyrical artist. The number one R&B rapper of all time is Ja Rule. It's not even close.
And I'm not even a Ja Rule fan, but I can say that he's definitely up there. He definitely earned that spot.
If a nigga can come up with one that's more, if a nigga can come up with one that's better than Ja Rule, I'll accept it. But man, that's a man, Ja Rule murder. He got some hits, boy.
Yeah.
He got some hits on that R&B rap shit. He got some hits.
Yeah. Wale is up there as well.
Wale new to the game, but definitely up there.
Yeah. He not 2000s, but like
No.
when you think of like the all-timers, like yeah, I mean Wale is definitely one to put on that list.
Facts.
But yeah, that just goes to show how crazy, like we don't have to, continue on this, but that just goes to just show you how crazy like the 2000s, how
Kids
crazy
don't
that
even
era as a
understand.
whole is.
I'll wrap it up with this. And I say this often. Y'all know I be with the kids or whatever and all that. Kids don't understand, man. What's sad about our era for all the my millennial friends and stuff like that. You millennial, right? This, I think I asked you before. You're not Gen Z.
No, I'm
You're
millennial.
millennial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For all my millennial friends, older and younger millennials, is our shit dead? It's gonna die. When we was growing up or whatever, we knew the era of these baby boomers. That's and Gen Xers. Our parents, the Gen X, and then the baby boomers, and or well, Gen X, I guess, is our older brothers and sisters. How we knew their eras of stuff. Boy, our shit's so dead, boy. Our shit dead, bro. These kids don't know or appreciate any of the shit we just spent 45 minutes talking about.
And you know what's crazy? Is that a lot of it is still today, today's music is real sample heavy. And like it was I can't remember what it was. Oh, the Cardi B joint.
Oh yeah.
Where people were like, oh, she sampled Ski Mask the Slump God and just forgot all about Missy Elliott.
That's wild, ain't it?
That is wild.
Ain't that wild?
That is super wild.
Yo, is where Ski Mask at?
That's a good question. Because
Ski Mask, the
I
Slump
actually do like
God
his
was
music.
that nigga was sliding. My daughter put me on him.
Yeah.
And see, with this new era of hip hop, that's part of the problem. Niggas disappear. These niggas drop, don't come back. And then because they make so much money off these streams and shit, Dennis.
Yeah, and they go
And
and just do other stuff, kind of to another point that LK was making. People, they just go and go into other ventures.
T Grizzly
Oh my
is
gosh.
one of my favorite rappers from this modern era, right?
Yeah.
I think his little Detroit Midwest style shit is fire. I think he's one of the best out here doing that style. I think his storytelling shit is fire,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
That nigga don't even care about hip hop.
Listen, I
That
just
nigga's
heard
a
a
streamer.
conversation between him and Soda Baby on GTA talking about food, and it was the funniest thing ever.
The nigga's a streamer. It's like, you know what T Grizzly's like to me? It's like if Drewski could rap. Imagine if Drewski was acting like Drewski, but then dropping first day out like T Grizz.
No
Nigga,
business.
ain't it a blessing? Nigga, if you don't think first day out is a fucking banger, nigga, that's a banger.
Yeah, that's one
That's
of
a
them.
banger.
That's one of
That's one of them, bro.
them. Well, we haven't had one of those, and And we mentioned like the last 5 years, that was what, 2016? Something like
And
that.
it's one of those ones that's gonna live on.
Yep.
Cause nigga, every year, at least once a year, I have my basketball team come out to that shit. After all that happened, after the takedown, after the lesson, nigga, that shit go hard.
Nah, you ain't. You are not. You are absolutely correct about that. But moving on from music,
I'm about to say, y'all
Mercedes-Benz.
niggas got 3 seconds to get back in the chat if y'all don't want to talk about racism. 2 seconds.
Listen, we finna.
1 second. Then it's run your mouth.
We finna Jim Cornette and Brian this whole shit.
I mean.
So Mercedes Moné is aka Sasha Banks is all elite. And she has officially made her debut, which we are missing right now, which is another indicator
Yeah.
that we love y'all. But she's back on AEW. Well, she's on AEW. And yeah, I'm gonna probably once we get done here, I'm gonna tune into that and the Love is Blind reunion.
It's two reasons why I'm happy that she went to AEW. First reason is WWE, first of all, wrestling's in a boom right now, so that's great. Niggas watching wrestling again. Second reason, well, no, first reason, that was just a statement. This is the first reason. WWE is on top of the game right now. WWE is not fucking with y'all. You hear me? They are not fucking at all. They making booty matches and niggas still hype. Okay? Because don't nobody want to see Sami Zayn versus Gunther. However, niggas still hyped about it because we know Sammy about to get the belt up off Goon. Right? So that's my first reason. Second reason, wrestling need a balance. I wish Trinity Fatu, aka Naomi, would have went to AEW. I'm glad Mercedes Moné slash Sasha Banks went to AEW because guess what? If she would have went to WWE, we're in trouble. Because you know what AEW need right now? Good women's wrestlers. And WWE, you know what they got too many of right now? Good women's wrestlers.
Yeah, like
So
AEW feels like a different. Every time I watch AEW, I swear it feels like a different world. Because I don't watch it every week like I used to. So it's like I go on here, and the first thing I see, I'm like, okay, so apparently the Guns and the Acclaimed and Jay White have all joined forces to be the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, which I think is cool. But yeah, there's like a lot of stuff just, a lot of people just move around in AEW.
as much as we complain about, damn, I'm tired of Roman Reigns with belt. Damn, I don't like the Gunther booking. Damn, I don't like the Logan Paul booking. Damn, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this Cody story. When I tune in to WWE on a week-to-week basis, even if I miss the episode, I know what's going on. I missed 2 weeks of AEW, 3 weeks of AEW. I don't know what's fuck happening.
Yeah, they done shifted every possible thing. 'Cause like I ain't even know 'cause like it's like people that were faces or heels, people that were heels or faces.
More faces.
It's just
There's no
everybody
long-term
just,
booking.
yeah, like the long-term booking ain't even a thing over in AEW. Like,
I'll say this though. The best wrestlers in the world are in AEW, bro.
yep.
Okada's over there. He just went to Okada, which is crazy.
And they kicked
If
another
you like
good
wrestling,
wrestler out of the Elite, which is, they kicked Kenny Omega out of the Elite for him.
Okada. And what's crazy is if y'all boys realize, if you watch wrestling, You know who Okada is, okay? He's like the New Japan John Cena. And they got Okada. And they got motherfucking Daniel Bryan and motherfucking Kenny Omega and motherfucking Dean Ambrose and motherfucking Cesaro and motherfucking Chris Jericho and motherfucking Penta and mother it's wow how many good wrestlers they are.
Yeah.
And they're by far the B show. It's not even close.
Yeah, especially now with the role that WWE is cinema right now. It's definitely cinema.
WWE is too good right now, man.
Like, and
It's too good.
we can go ahead and get into these bold predictions, with what we have so far. So, being that we started with Gunther versus Sami Zayn, so do we think that Sami about to get the belt off of Gunther?
So we're doing WrestleMania predictions so far, West Book, right?
Yeah.
I think they're gonna go with Sammy. I hate the move though, but I think they're gonna go with Sammy.
I mean, the one cool thing I will say about that though is I would like to see Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable down the line. So I can see the added benefit to it. Let Gunther, you know, move up to the World Heavyweight Championship picture. Even though I feel like Sami Zayn himself is does deserve more.
Let me ask you this. Does Sami Zayn feel like a mid-card wrestler?
At this point, no.
That's all I need to, that's all you need to say, because he don't. Let me ask you this. Does Gunther feel like a mid-card wrestler?
Yes and no. I'm in the middle. It's a lot of
Okay.
gray area.
So, in my opinion, Sammy, after the Bloodline story, had officially become a main event wrestler. Keep him in the main event scene. He's over. Soon as that shit, his music hit, and niggas say, oh, let's go. He's over. Right? It might not be time right now to give him the belt. All of his feuds should be main event feuds. The way he booked should be booked in a main event manner. I don't understand his booking. I don't think Gunther's a mid-card guy either. I think y'all done elevated him so damn much that if a nigga told me tonight Gunther versus Roman Reigns, I would watch it right now, tonight. So the best thing to do would have been get yourself a ladder match or a triple threat so you can protect both guys and then put the belt on Gable. Because I tell you who is mid-card, Gable. But not only is Gable mid-card, he's not a bad mid-card and he should be the mid-card champ.
Right, he's perfect for that. He is.
And then he wrestles so well, he cuts good promos finally. He can elevate the other mid-carders because that's what that belt's for.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. Like Sami Zayn, especially because Sami Zayn made that Bloodline was the best part about that Bloodline story.
For
So
the
it's
3 years it's been going on, it's not even close. Sami Zayn, the best part.
like he definitely it's definitely one of them things where he should have been in that main event picture. And like the fact and how they kind of did him where they had him like losing all the matches just to get to this point was I did think that was a little I did think that was kind of wild how they did that.
And my thought process on that is they're trying to Cody Rhodes him. But what made Cody a white meat sentimental biggest baby face since Sting? Cody didn't lose. Cody got screwed. Sammy was just losing. Losing is bad for wrestlers, bro. If you're trying to put a wrestler over, they can't lose, man.
Right. Like
I'm not gonna believe these
matches
wins.
Even the matches Jey Uso was losing.
Yeah.
Is he another one? He like he's one of them.
To me, Jey Uso also, can we do that match next? Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, Jey versus Jimmy.
Jey gonna win. And I think this is terrible. Terrible booking. So there's two matches in a row I think aren't booked well,
Oh, this is
right?
bad. Yeah, this is bad all around. Like it's bad because we haven't done like this last like Monday was the was literally the first time that they actually was like they actually cut a promo in relation to, you know, Jay challenging Jimmy. And that was it. Everything else was just Jimmy just showed up and started interfering in matches. They have not done any build up. We ain't seen, they ain't brought Rikishi back. Like they ain't did, and Rikishi is they dad. Like why not do all, why not, you know, put some of the same investment that you've done for this like main event picture with Rock and Cody and all of them and them hour long segments that they be doing. Give us something that give us some kind of like good build up for Jay versus Jimmy. I think they can do that.
Why this? I agree with you 5,000 bazillion million percent. Because why in the whole Fizz ups is this not a part of the Bloodline story?
Is that we ain't even seen Jay talk to The Rock.
Come on now.
We don't even see
Why is this not a part of the story?
we ain't even seen like we ain't seen Jay talk to The Rock. Like every time The Rock be in the ring and just be talking, like he mostly talking like it's just him and Roman in the ring. Like he may have mentioned Solo like once at like those whole promos. He bat an eye in Jimmy direction, asked him about Jay. It wasn't none of that going on.
Rock coming back is the worst thing that happened to the Bloodline storyline. Only person that's not affected by it is Roman Reigns, and that's because Roman Reigns is on the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. And Rock damn near is too. He in the argument. So you got guys who was moving up who looked like they was gonna move to another level. Solo and Jimmy. Solo and Jimmy should be top level mid-carders right now. Right? And
Right.
Jay is a main event guy. Jay and Sammy became main event guys out of this. You move Solo. Solo should be competing for the Intercontinental or the US title.
Yeah. Especially considering the fact that he beat John Cena the way he did, like, and Solo just, you know, being buried every week.
Jimmy should be in a good little feud. If they wanted to do this blow-off, it should have been way back when the story when he came and cost Jay the title.
Yeah, because Jimmy is another one, like, and it's like. The only if Jimmy were to win, the only thing Jay would be doing is getting his brother over.
That's it.
Jimmy should have been stepped into that match with that kind of heat.
It don't even make sense what he did in the first place because he was like, oh, I cost you the title and the tribal chief position because I don't want you to be like Roman because Roman's so evil. And then he went and joined Roman the next week.
Oh yeah, that was terrible. That was yeah, worst. Worst possible decision because Jimmy was the first one to even like turn on the bloodline in the
Well,
first place.
yeah.
Like
And now he's just
didn't
a,
make sense.
now he's a super crony. Not only he was the first one to turn on, now he's a super crony. And not only is he a super crony, he's a super crony that don't get no respect from the rest of the bloodline. Paul even don't even respect him.
Exactly. Like
So this dead. We know Jay gonna win. And it's an inconsequential match. Because Jimmy putting Jay over does nothing.
right. And it's not believable enough to have it be the other way around.
Yep.
So
So that's it. So we both agree on the first two matches.
yeah. Rhea versus Becky. Well, I'm not gonna say do we care, but we kind of know what's gonna
I
happen.
think do we care is appropriate because the way they booked this is also terrible because we seen it from a mile away,
Right.
right? And we knew Becky was going to do it. And I'm going with Rhea here.
Yeah, Rhea got it.
Becky don't need the belt, number one. Why shit on your top talent to put Becky over who's already over?
Right.
And can we get the man Becky back, please? For the love of God.
I think this, like, I don't think it should have been, I don't think it should have been, and contrary to popular belief, I think Liv should have been the one going against Rhea. Not that I think
I
Liv,
agree.
not that I think that Liv would have, like, won that, but it would have made more sense in the storyline being that Rhea was the one that put Liv on the shelf.
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing. Why not? See, and my thing is, they prove they know how to build up a baby face for years and years and years. Shout out Jim Cornette. Jim Cornette said Vince and Triple H don't know how to build baby faces, and he was right. Because nobody was a real baby face. John Cena was a baby face, but everybody hated him. CM Punk was a heel, but he was the biggest baby face in the company. Stop me when I start learning. Right? So they showed that they knew how to build big baby faces with Cody or whatever, and yada, yada, yada. But now they act like they don't know. Liv is smaller than Rhea. Liv. She can wrestle finally, but she don't wrestle as well as them or whatever, and blah 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 blah. But yeah, I think Liv would have been a great go. I think it would have, even if she lose, and you stop me when I start learning, I think a top match with a few false finishes on Rhea, where she just really wrestling her ass off. Elevates Liv to that top main event status as well.
Yeah, because it ain't too many people that you can convince us is, you know, standing in the paint against Rhea. We done saw Rhea
Nia
versus
Jax get
Nia
back,
Jax
or
already, and we probably not gonna see we not gonna see Jade Cargill this soon. It looked like Jade Cargill might not even be on Raw.
and it looked like Jade Cargill gonna be a heel. So, outside of Bianca Belair, which Bianca Belair is John Cena, bro. You can't make or Hulk Hogan, Yellow Hulk Hogan, or Red, White, and Blue Steen. You can't make Bianca Belair heel.
Right.
You can't do it. You can't do it. So, outside of Bianca Belair, who's your biggest baby face in the women's division? You don't have one. Not a real baby face. Liv Morgan sitting right there.
Yep. That's exactly how you do it. You gotta build in those areas. Like, but I think that's a good transition into Io versus Bailey.
Ooh, I want to hear your pick on this one first because I got a crazy joint in my head.
I feel okay, this is one of those ones that I can't exactly predict. And I'm glad that I can't predict. I'm glad it's that way. Like, as many of these as I can, as many of these as I can say, like, bold predictions. This one is one that I can't call. But it wouldn't
Yeah.
necessarily surprise me if Io ended up retaining. And if they did split for like Io versus Jade or something like that.
What's crazy to me is I feel like this is a no-brainer that it should be Bailey going over. I'm not saying EO has been a bad champion, but I feel like EO title run has been one of the lower title runs. Remember now, we got two belts now for the first time ever. It's been a long time since we had two belts in the women's division. But when you have two belts, it's always the belt and a belt, right? Rhea is over and doing her damn thing. However, people don't realize Rhea do not have the women's title. She got the women's heavyweight title.
They
Or
got
world title, whatever you want to call
women's big goal.
it. The women's Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Jacqueline, fucking State, all the old going Medusa. That women's title is Io Sky's title.
Yeah.
So for her to have the belt, I don't think she's had a good run. However, what I think happens in this particular situation is Io goes over and it makes Bayley get a chance to just go away and come back as a sad, I should have won baby face, right? And come back in a more, I'm not saying she come back as I'm a hugger, but the baby face Bayley we got right now ain't it. Because this is ding dong asshole heel Bayley that's just not being an asshole. Or am I tripping?
And because it's even like, I don't know if you saw the segment when Bianca was talking to Naomi and she was just like how she wasn't trying to get on board with helping Bayley against Damage Control because of what Bayley did. Like they did the same thing they did with Jey Uso, where it was like they're holding her accountable for the things that they're like they held Jey Uso accountable for all the stuff that happened with the Bloodline. They're kind of doing that story. They're doing that storyline with Bayley.
Yeah, it ain't working.
Yeah, like
And to
it's
me, Bayley a big deal. I feel like Bayley, Becky, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks are literally they save women's wrestling.
yeah,
And that's not for WWE. We talking about women's wrestling, period.
right.
She's a big deal, yo. When we go back to 20 years from now and we talk about women's wrestling, we're going to talk about Bayley versus Sasha Banks at NXT TakeOver. We're going to talk about Bayley versus Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks at WrestleMania. So Bayley's a big deal. She might not be the Hulk Hogan of the women's shit because I think that's Charlotte Flair, right?
Yeah.
Out of those four is Charlotte. Because if Charlotte come back right now, she a big fucking deal. Charlotte Flair. So she
Listen.
might not be the Hulk Hogan, but she's definitely the Macho Man.
Whenever Charlotte come back, they putting that belt on her.
And why wouldn't
Just like the last time.
they?
I think another thing about EO is that like it's not really too much promo that goes on. And that's another thing. Like she's not a promo. Like she can wrestle her ass off.
Her
But she
character not built. It's
yeah, like
one of
she was
those
not a
things
promo character.
with Asuka. When Asuka was doing the street and she didn't talk, we thought Asuka was the greatest women's wrestler in the world. Everybody did. Oh, she never lost. I don't need it. Ain't nothing else need to be said.
Yeah.
Nigga never lost. What you gonna say? And there's no promo need to be cut. Here's her opponent. She's never lost. Okay. Enough said. With Io, it's like her character's not built. I know. Only thing I know about Io is this is an NXT girl who can wrestle.
Right. Like that's one thing we definitely giving EO is she can wrestle her ass.
She can wrestle her ass.
Now, moving into okay, this is all right. This little is there even much to be said about this Judgment Day like five team six pack ladder match for the tag belts, and why
I
didn't they
think
separate the tag belts, and how do we and
you said it the best. They
yeah.
do everything but separating the belts.
Like we got too. This just goes to the point of we have too many tag teams, and who else is it going to be besides Awesome Truth?
Yo, so am I the only person that think the Creed brothers? Because Gable not going to be in, or the Gable and his boy going to win it. Am I the only person who think that?
Gable and well, because I think the match was was it Gable? Was it the crap? What is their name?
Alpha Academy?
Alpha Academy. Was it Gable and Otis, or was it Otis and Tozawa?
I don't know. It might be either one.
I thought I saw
Because
Otis at the
I'm still
top.
thinking they're gonna do something else with Gable.
That's what I'm curious about.
My thing is, in this particular situation, I really would like DIY to go over.
I'm with you.
Let's save the tag division right now.
Yep, so give another tag team that shot. I think they're really and I also think that they've been really big on the Creed brothers. Like they've been good. They've been really trying to like push them.
A six-man tag ladder match is crazy.
That is crazy. But I know we about to see some of the craziest like high flying moves ever, especially if we get like I can't remember. I think LWO is in that. I think Legado the Phantasma is in that.
It's
Street
12
Profits.
niggas in the ring at one time. I didn't even know the Street Profits still wrestle.
Yep.
So that being said, give me DIY to go over.
Word. All right. Seth versus Drew.
We know what's happening, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it, yeah. I
All
think
right.
that's abundantly clear.
If Seth keeps his title versus Drew, I would be. And matter of fact, if Seth wins this match, it's the biggest upset of the whole card of all WrestleMania. I don't care what else. Even if Cody don't finish the story, Drew losing to Seth is a bigger upset.
Right. Like the build up, every all signs are just pointing to Drew winning that.
There's no way you keep that belt on sale. Move that belt around. I really wish it wasn't Drew. I would have loved it to be have been CM Punk, but I see it. Put that bitch on Drew. Let Drew do his thing. SummerSlam. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, did you set up for Drew versus Punk?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then we good.
Yeah, no, that right there is that's how you do it.
And then you know what? And then you know what? No, let me just do a little fantasy booking before we get out of here because I know it's nine. Seth versus Drew. Drew goes over. Seth, quote unquote, is hurt bad. He goes away. Drew carries the title, does his thing. Asshole heel. Don't make him a coward heel. Make him one of them heels like Brock that, like, nigga, I beat your ass.
Yeah, one of them stand
Asshole
on
heel
business
that
type
beats
of
everybody
heels.
else. Yeah, stand on business heel all the way to SummerSlam, about to come up. Nobody can challenge me. I'm fucking the best. I done beat everybody. I done made Monday Night Raw. My belt's better than Roman's. Blah, 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 blah. Well, my belt's better than Cody's because Cody going over.
Priest
Blah,
can't
blah, blah,
cash
blah,
in
blah.
now.
Priest cashed in or whatever, and he loses cash in because I think they figured out they made a mistake with that.
Yeah.
And we go SummerSlam, and then the music hit CM Punk, SummerSlam, CM Punk versus Drew. Drew loses the title. Him and Punk go back and forth a few more times, whatever. Have Punk have his joint go and all that other stuff and whatever. And then all of a sudden, we go down the road. WrestleMania. Now Punk's sitting there with the belt. Hey, I'm CM Punk. I'm the champion. I'm gonna hold my title to WrestleMania because I've never main evented at WrestleMania, and that's what I came back to do. And now I got the belt, so I know I'm main event WrestleMania because I'm the champion. Blah 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 blah. And then say who's gonna challenge me? Blah blah blah. Royal Rumble happens. Number 30. We haven't seen this nigga in forever. Seth Rollins comes out, throw the nigga out. He say, "Punk, I want my belt back."
Yep.
Boom! I got you for the next year. WWE, hire your boys.
Yeah, listen. This can listen. All they gotta do is just follow the booking. That's all they gotta
That's
do.
it.
It
It's
could work.
not hard. It's
Like
not hard.
that it could work. What else was there? Let me see. Oh, the tag match. So in my tag match, Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody, I think Rock and Roman are
That
going to win
book.
that. That's
You
a
do.
easy
So you
dub.
looking for the bloodline rules?
Yeah. Like no way it go like no way they even put that idea in motion without it going that way.
So you think they would WWE would and dare do babyface over at the end of the night, night one, babyface over at the end of the night, night two?
Nah, 'cause see, here's what I think. I think the bloodline, they win that because Roman's not losing twice. Matter of fact, I think that Roman, I don't think Seth is gonna take the pin. I think it's gonna be Cody. Whether that's Rock or Roman remains to be seen. But I think that once they do that, then by night two, you have it seem like, oh, the odds are stacked, we finna get some bullshit type of deal, but Cody prevails in it all.
If Rock and Roman win that match, then Cody 100% is gonna win the next night.
Yep. That's how
However,
you line that up. Rock doesn't lose. Roman doesn't lose night one.
yeah.
And then boom, turn the tables. Night two, that's all Cody.
Well, I'll go ahead and get my prediction. I think Cody and Seth go over. Because I bloodline rules sound crazy to me. Bloodline rules make me uncomfortable. It made me feel like I'm not finishing my story, my boy.
Yeah, you heard what the Rock said. We're bloodline rules.
I feel like Rob, I feel like you're not spending my story. So I feel like Cody and Seth going over. And my gut, we'll go ahead and swing to the last one since we both gave our prediction on that. My gut on the Roman Cody joint is telling me that Roman gonna win that match. However, I don't think they're that stupid, which I didn't think that last year either, and I was looking stupid as fuck at the end of the night. But I don't think they're that stupid, so I will say my prediction is Cody. My gut, Roman goes over again. Because if Roman Reigns, let me just tell you what I'm thinking. If Roman Reigns lose this match, what do you do with Roman Reigns? I don't think people realize how you done built up Roman Reigns at this point. You can't just have Roman lose the match. He's not going to come out and do a feud with LA Knight. He's not going to come out and do a feud with Seth Rollins. Is the tribal motherfucking chief. So the only way that Roman Reigns loses this match is if the speculation of The Rock ain't really actually in this shit. And him and Cody got a little scheme going, and you take The Rock about to screw Cody over, and then he rock bottom Roman Reigns, and then Cody win, and then it's Rock versus Roman. That's the only way you can save Roman Reigns in this situation. Roman Reigns is Bank of America. Remember when we had the recession and niggas was like, hey, Bank of America about to go out of business. They was like, what? We got to send them $6 billion so they don't go out of business. Remember that shit? Roman Reigns is Bank of America. He's too big to fail. If
So,
Roman Reigns loses this match, you're not going to see Roman Reigns for maybe a year and a half, 2 years.
and I think that was going to be my point right there. I think that if Roman loses this match and Cody gets the belt, I think Roman goes away. I do think because I know The Rock will be around. I know The Rock is going to be around. He may not be around like full time, but I know he's going to be around. to, you know, like to just, you know, show up. Maybe they may go with the story arc of the bloodline, you know, working with the Rock for all of those months that Roman is gone. And Roman, you know, if they do the thing where Roman ends up being a babyface, that's also a possibility. It's crazy because of how many different ways that they could spin it, but it doesn't make it impossible. But I don't think that you, like you said, because I don't think you just like, I don't think Roman just shows up the next night after that, because it's like, what do you have Roman doing that isn't going after the Rock? And I'm pretty sure you don't, you know, do that immediately. And they said that the Rock is probably going to be wrestling more matches this year as well. So do we get Cody versus
Rock 100% is gonna be at SummerSlam. Now,
Yeah.
whether he wrestling Roman Reigns or whether he wrestling Cody Rhodes is to be said, but he 100% gonna be at SummerSlam wrestling. However, as big as they want to try to make SummerSlam out to be like his WrestleMania, because I think they do two nights of that too, right? There's no way you're doing Rock versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they say that for next Mania, right there with the Netflix deal. Like you put all of that in motion, and you put on a clinic at that point.
WrestleMania on Netflix is crazy.
That is.
That's crazy. Also, I don't know, man. I'm telling y'all boys, and y'all know, shout out Bud, shout out everybody that be on my ass about Cody. Y'all know I won't. I'm a big ass Cody Rhodes fan. I've been a Cody Rhodes fan since Smoke and Mirrors. That's when I realized, oh, this nigga's good. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to y'all and say, oh, I thought Cody Rhodes was good when he was in Legacy. I thought Cody Rhodes was a mid-carder when he was in Legacy. But when he was Intercontinental Champion, Smoke and Mirrors, yeah, I'm like, this nigga's a champion. They just ain't see it, right?
Right.
And as big a supporter of Cody Rhodes as I am, Cody Rhodes ain't winning it. Cody Rhodes ain't winning this match, y'all. Cody Rhodes ain't winning this match. Matter of fact, you want to know my, can I, before we go, can I say what I think is going to happen with Cody Rhodes? Cody Rhodes is never going back to AEW. Okay? So it's a personal thing with him. He's never going to tell us what it is or what happened. Maybe we'll find out 20 years from now from Omega or the Young Bucks or whatever. But something happened. He's never going back to AEW because he would have never left AEW if it wasn't personal. That's his company.
Right.
However, I'm gonna tell you like this here. What's gonna happen with Cody Rhodes, y'all, is he's gonna lose this match. We're not gonna believe in Cody anymore because once you build a baby face up to a certain extent, you gotta make them get over. Then they get beat up and lose their belt by cheating. And then they go fight to win it again. That's just wrestling. That's how it goes. Cody ain't gonna win this, and it's gonna ruin Cody. We're gonna turn on Cody. We're gonna hate Cody. However, Cody's not gonna have a reason to turn heel. And guess what? Cody Rhodes he's got Bianca Belair, John Cena syndrome now. We're never getting on land of Cody. He's too big. So he's gonna turn into what Seth Rollins is right now, which is main event stale. They're gonna keep pushing Cody Rhodes babyface, and when they finally let him finish his story, we're not gonna care no more, and we're gonna boo him. And it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. And that's what's gonna happen if they don't let Cody win this match.
Yeah. I also don't like the idea of the I don't like the Seth turning on Cody theory, because Seth is already over himself.
Seth turning on Cody is crazy.
So just why do it?
That's one of the few that I haven't really heard a lot about. Seth turning on Cody is crazy. That's I don't even make sense. Booking wise, kayfabe wise, that don't make sense.
Yeah, like why would you like what would like yeah, what would that do at the end of the day?
Yeah, like it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Now, when last time you seen Dean Ambrose at AEW?
That's a good question.
Because if Dean Ambrose come out with Seth Rollins as the Shield, and Cody Rhodes come out, even though Cody's over as Cody, I'm
Look,
just saying.
turn this up. My thing is, turn this whole shit into Endgame.
Gotta be.
It just.
Somebody gotta come out of somewhere to save something.
Right. Like.
Because you got two Thanos in this bit. Because motherfucking Roman Reigns damn sure Thanos.
Right.
And The Rock is big Thanos.
Yeah, like at first it seemed like he was gonna be Ebony Maw. That's not
Yeah,
true.
nah, this nigga big Thanos. But
Yeah,
I would like to keep Rock heel though. I'm hoping he don't switch out on Roman and help Cody. Because I really like heel Rock right now.
he'll
He's
rock
the
his.
Vince McMahon that we didn't, because we're not gonna boo Triple H. And we already seen authority Triple H. Don't nobody want that again.
Right.
So it'll be real cool to do The Rock as the heel nigga. Because I can tell you right now, Triple H ain't wrestling no more, y'all boys.
Oh yeah, he done.
He done. He done. So it'll be cool to have The Rock out this bitch acting a motherfucking fool. And I would love The Rock as the heel owner, manager, person, because I want The Rock to be so fucking rockish that he don't even talk to the mid-carders. I want mid-carders to come in his office and ask him why they not getting booked, and he don't even address it.
It's just him taking up all the screen time with the promos.
Yeah. I want him to be like, I want motherfucking Chad Gable to come in The Rock's office and ask why he can't get a title shot, and The Rock to do the "Who in the blue hell are you?" And he's like, "I'm Chad. It doesn't matter who you are. Get out of The Rock's office."
Oh my gosh.
And he just don't address the title shot. It's fucking phenomenal. It's great TV.
Yeah, keep the Rock heel, and then if y'all want to do the Roman babyface turn, listen.
Roman babyface is crazy. Roman Reigns is one of the greatest heels of all time. You can't do babyface Roman Reigns.
I agree. Why they would
That's
want
like
to
Ric Flair babyface. Ric Flair babyface never works.
do that? Yeah, I'm curious to see how they even when they first announced, like, yeah, we have future plans for the turn Roman babyface, and it's like. What does that even look like? But if
Right.
they did want to do the whole like Rock and like everybody from the Bloodline, going over to the Rock side versus like Roman side and like them kind of building up that hey Roman, you lost thing and like they can go that route. Like it's routes
Yeah.
through this that can work, but. Seth turning on Cody ain't one of them.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right.
But that's pretty much all we got for so far for WrestleMania. I'm guessing Randy's gonna go against. See, that's another the reason why Cody should win that is because SummerSlam is gonna be in Cleveland, and I think Cody versus Logan for the WWE Championship would be a heck of a match to have that night. And because
Cody versus Logan would be great.
not only because it's in Cleveland, which is Logan's hometown, you 2 weeks right off the heels of Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I think they already thought about that.
Hire me right now, writers.
I think they might already thought about that. They got the prime in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson and what's the name is Netflix. WWE about to go to Netflix. Yeah, I
Listen,
think it might be a thing.
bring it all full circle, is all I'm saying. Other than that, I think they're saying that Randy versus Logan Paul could happen at WrestleMania.
Probably. Logan Paul gonna go over. I don't. Randy Orton with the US title don't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, I think Logan, I think Logan goes over. That's a given. I also think that eventually, okay, and not to do too spend the night doing too much fantasy booking, but if we do get LA Knight versus Logan and LA Knight gets the belt so that Logan Paul could, get into that WWE title picture by SummerSlam, I get it, but they'll kind of be pulling a Sami Zayn on LA Knight as well.
Yep, sure will.
So yeah, that's a
I think they
tough.
already Sami Zayn, LA Knight. The fact that LA Knight gonna wrestle AJ Styles at WrestleMania is stupid.
Yeah,
And that was, you can see that one from a mile away.
yeah, no, I totally agree. But yeah, I think that's everything that they kind of put in. I mean, I know Bianca is wrestling. She probably gonna end up wrestling Tiffany Stratton if I had to guess.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that.
Wish Tiffany Stratton has potential.
Yeah, but save it. It's not for a title. Save it.
Yeah. They probably wanna fill
Save it.
up the card.
Do we need a women's mid card, though?
Not at all. But I feel like they might try to, I feel like they'll balance it out with that.
Yeah, the car empty right now for sure.
Either we get that or we get Or we get well, we can't even do that because we don't even know what roster Jade gonna be on. But
Yeah, and I don't want don't you dare burn Bianca versus Jay right now. Don't you dare
yeah,
burn that.
too early, too early. But
Don't you dare.
so we still have, so we still doing WrestleMania Night 2 at your crib.
I'm down.
Bet.
I'm down. Matter of fact, we'll decide who crib it is next week, because I'm gonna get with Coach Lowe, because he might be at his crib, and since he's coming on the pod anyways, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, by the way, spoiler alert, new co-host, new incoming co-host.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm watching AEW in the background as we do this show, and I just seen one of the nastiest bumps I've ever seen in my life. What the hell was Darby Allin thinking?
It was Darby. I knew it was Darby Allin. I was about
Bro,
to ask.
these bumps are in. I don't know if you seen the bump he took last week for Sting thing
Through the
through the
glass.
glass. That was a. You know, the bumps that these niggas take is the reason why CM Punk left. Because he's
Listen,
like, y'all
rightfully
niggas is
so.
tripping.
You know what's funny? I saw a tweet that said like it was the day after that match, Sting's last match, and they was like I bet Darby Allin doing the Tom and Jerry scream every time you get in the shower.
Bruh, come on. That's a crazy bump. Then he just took a bump. You know, his coffin drop is his finisher, where he just basically do a trust fall onto the opponent on the mat from the top rope. And Jay White was on the ring apron, and Darby Allin goes up and does the coffin drop. And Jay White moves, and he coffin drops on the ring apron onto the. It's bad. It's a bad bump, man. It's a bad bump. Darby Allin takes some crazy bumps, and I get it because I recently found out that he's actually a professional stuntman
Yeah, that
from Hollywood. So I get it, but holy smokes, man.
right. Like literally the first thing, like when I open up Twitter, the first thing I see, Darby Allin truly doesn't care about his life. Let me see what this look like.
Bro, the bump crazy.
Oh
He
my
don't
God.
care about his life.
What is he doing?
You see the bump? The bump crazy,
Yeah, I
man.
saw it. Like
The
somebody said,
bump crazy.
somebody said Darby Allin's body is being held together by juicy fruit gum and popsicle sticks at this point.
Bro, come on. This nigga Darby is crazy. Bro, the bump crazy, bro. I
Somebody was.
remember, and then we'll do final thoughts and all that. Get up out of here. But I remember I was watching the interview with Kevin Nash, and the nigga was talking about wrestling Paul White, Big Show, the Giant, right? And the nigga was talking about back in the day, Big Show used to be a nimble ass nigga. He used to get on top rope and all that, right? Moonsault and shit. So he was, man, he was wrestling the Big Show. And the nigga was like, I'm gonna get up at the top rope and I'm gonna do a moonsault on you or some shit like that. Right? And Kevin Nash looked at the nigga and was like, I'm not taking that bump. You're not jumping off top rope and doing shit to me. I'm not taking that bump. And he was like, it'll look amazing, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. I'm not taking that bump. So if you're a wrestler, I think you should listen to Kevin Nash.
Kevin
Kevin
Nash
Nash,
is
I'm not
going.
taking that bump. Not taking that bump.
Wait, so Darby Allin is talking about climbing the mountain, climbing Mount Everest in 2 weeks?
Yeah, he might die.
Oh my
Because
God.
people die climbing Mount Everest.
Listen, we got. Yeah. We, I don't know, man. Darby Allin. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts.
Oh man, so yeah. I sat here and I listened to people talk about different things and whatnot. And I was on a podcast 2 weeks ago, King Talk, y'all check it out. And nigga begged me not to quit, bro, listen, and all this other shit. Then on here, Dennis and the other niggas always encourage me, bring it back, blah, blah, and all that stuff too. Well, guys, Congress just passed a bill that's headed up to the Senate to ban TikTok. If you niggas ain't gonna go vote, you niggas, after they ban your beloved kid, then I don't know what the fuck. These ain't even your granddaddies and grandmas no more. These your great granddaddies and great grandmas out this bitch. Banning social media because Mark Zuckerberg and the niggas that run Facebook paid them and told them. Niggas is taking away shit you love because niggas gave them money. If that don't make you go vote, I don't know what the fuck is there. This, what I'm about to tell you, it's not gonna change nothing. You have to take actions and actually vote. Pray with your hands open. That's how you receive it.
All right, so great pod. Glad we can, bring it back one more time for the month. Consider it a bonus. As I always say, may you and everyone around you experience nothing but love, happiness, and protection. And my closing thoughts are. Because I watched I listened to the King Talk podcast. By the way, shout out to the guys and Janae over at King Talk Podcast. I'll make my way over there eventually. And I'm one of those people that thinks that Jax needs to bring back Bruh Listen. And I just feel like we need that. If we were to lose TikTok as entertainment, we gonna need something. But I think people aren't realizing that TikTok is more than just, you know, entertainment. And while entertainment is an important piece of that, it's like you get all your jokes, you get all your informational stuff, like you get all your dinner recommendations, like you get all your suggestions. Like, I can't tell you how many times that I've relied on TikTok for a lot of different things, whether it be just being in a new town, knowing where to go, for dates, like all of these different things, TikTok has been at the helm of this, you know. Hey, what things to do in such and such city, places to eat, places to do whatever. Like, TikTok is a big plays a big role in that. Like, TikTok is just, you never really realize how much TikTok can do. And I think that's another reason why I kind of like, you know, people may feel like TikTok has too much power, but it's like TikTok is a means for, you know, a lot of things. Like, how do you keep something like music alive when TikTok is one way to like push said music? Like, how do you do all of these different things that TikTok is capable of doing? You know, TikTok is a promo machine. Like, we done been on this podcast and we done said like TikTok is responsible for such and such. Like, it's a means for promotion, for, you know, small businesses use TikTok. Like, we've known so many like great faces. Like, they killed Vine too early.
Too early.
They killed Vine too early. And it would suck to see TikTok go into that same direction. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if, like, I know the Senate is, you know, Democrat majority. I don't know if it's like a, with the way the House voted, I'm guessing it's like a both sides kind of, you know, are trying to get rid of TikTok, maybe. But I don't know how that's going to go over in the Senate. But TikTok is definitely a machine for a lot of things that people don't really realize. That was probably my most long-winded closing thought I didn't have in a while. But I say that to say,
Important.
yeah, this is very important information. And I think that this year is going to consist of a lot of very important information. Even when it comes to going to the polls, like, everything is important in that regard. But you can catch us on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, when you touch that dial, like, rate, review, share, worship.
Worship.
And like that, we out. Till Podmania. Peace.